Thank you very much. Moving on to item number 7, correspondence. 7.1, Town of Cobourg Council regarding police services future opportunities, collaboration and merger options considerations from the October 10th, 2024 special meeting. And I'm going to ask Councillor Pearson to speak to the matter.
Sure, thank you. So I think a lot of people in our community has voiced some opinions on this and has seen that this come up in the town of Cobourg. It was sent over to us in our council information, and I thought I would elevate it so that we can have a little bit of a discussion on this and see where people are lying. And I'll let everybody chat, and then I may have a motion.
Did you want to kick off the conversation since you're elevating it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So there's been a lot of discussion about this throughout the community, and I've been around for a long time. I've seen this happen before as well, and it causes a lot of tear within the community. And as we're going through a lot of different changes within our municipality, whether it be through recruitment of a director, recruitment of a CAO. I don't believe this is a good time for some extra turmoil. Now, I am a very large supporter of our Port Hope Police. I think our Port Hope Police do an incredible job. I would hate to see the service levels drop. I believe they do just unbelievable things for our community as well, not just as in the policing. And I think that that shows with the different reports that come forth showing their service levels. I'll let everybody speak a little bit, and then I'll continue on a bit.
Councillor Less.
Yes. A while back, there was some information put out on social media about potentially amalgamating with Cobourg Police, and there was no substance or basis for that. Shortly, this resolution came from the town of Cobourg. It was sort of a one-sided thing. Would you consider it? And we sort of took us by surprise because it had not even been in the mill screen. And so I put a posting out about our thoughts on it. We do a great job of collaboration with Cobourg and Durham and Peterborough and Horth the Lakes. And, that has developed over a number of years, and we back them up where they need, and they back us up, and it's worked out beautifully. I know with the new police act, there may be more formality to it, where we have to do certain procedural things, but we can get along that. But we are very comfortable with the way that we interact with all our policing partners. And we're very, very lucky in Port Hope to run a very efficient and a very, I don't want to say, they're an excellent police force. And we get from Statistics Canada every year a crime severity index. And it's quite interesting. It's the worst score was a Northern Ontario community with a score of 131. We came in at 25.73, which put us in the very top of efficient policing. And our friends in Cobourg, they were at 69, Peterborough was at 72, and Belleville at 78. So you can see we're quite a way under the norm, and the Canadian norm was 80.45. So we are doing an excellent job of policing. And the reason our statistics are so low is, one, the quality of our citizens. We have, this is a very friendly, neighborly community. And we have proactive policing, community policing. We have police walking around. We have the school program. We have interaction within all the agencies. Moultier and Coburg and outlying areas to support each other. We have an excellent attitude of our police and their management and the police services board. We're all on the same page. And as I said, our collaboration with the different communities, policing communities around us is excellent. And I would be remiss not to mention the OPP, who we have an excellent relationship here in Coburg Port Hope. Thank you.
Any other comments from around the table? Councillor Todd?
Thank you very much. I'll make a comment on this. I think this is going to be a very important topic. It's one that is already on the doorstep. And so I think, as time goes on and it comes forward to council for our discussion and consideration, it's one that we should be able to take seriously. And I'm curious to see the report that is behind this. And so we have a chance to actually see what is underneath all of this and what Coburg had seen. So when that comes forward.
Thank you. And I do, along with Les, sit on the police services board for our community. And I have the highest respect for our officers and our staff and our force here in the community. But I think that I'm just going to give a little bit of background and context of, I think, how this came to us via a letter, because it wasn't just coming out of Port Hope as an ask without context. You may all be aware of the report that was commissioned and presented to County Council about police costs in across Northumberland County, looking at, of course, all the different models. And Port Hope is very unique because we do have both the OPP and our local police. So we're very different in that way. And the report that was presented was just showing the increasing costs of policing, some of which are inevitable because of the new act and the demands, especially on smaller police forces. And so when that report came to County Council, the motion that I put forward on the table was that local municipalities had the right to determine how they wanted to move forward with their policing decisions. Now, having said all of that, I have no predetermined idea of what an ideal force might look like in the future. But what I can say is that policing is becoming a pressing line on our budget. It is over 25% now of our municipal budget. And so putting on my budget public monies hat, which we have been doing consistently through our budget deliberations, I would say, I think it behooves us to think about doing a kind like we would on anything else, a service delivery review on something that is a quarter of the municipal budget. And while that may not be now, I think we do have to have an honest and open conversation because the conversation is out there. And we are a community that has two different police services that do an excellent job. But nevertheless, there are things that we've certainly experienced here locally in the last year, which is a cyber attack, which was very expensive. We know that there's capital expenditures coming up down the line. We know that we've got a lot of stress on folks that are away from their positions that need to be covered off through budget lines. So it's not about talking about a particular model, but it's about, I would like to have an opportunity, as I would on any budget line, especially that takes up 25% of our budget, just to have a conversation about what that is. And we do those kinds of deliveries for virtually everything else in our municipal budget. So I just really wanted to set the context of where this came from. And it really came from municipalities really struggling with increasing costs, whether it's policing, whether it's fire, whether it's anything else, and trying to investigate more of those shared, as Les, you were talking about, the cooperation that exists. And we've seen some really good examples lately about cooperation between forces, whether it was with cybersecurity, whether it's been more recently with some of the high profile drug busts that we saw, as well as the other police forces that are a bit further flung. So I just want to bring that into the conversation as well tonight. Any other comments or Councillor Less?
In discussions because of our presence on the police board and our conversations with the senior officers team and the management, we have a pretty good path as to how we would like to evolve. And who knows, 10 years down the road, whenever it is, there may be a more formalized role for collaboration, and maybe you could use the word amalgamation in those terms then. I don't think we're ready for it now. We do have joint OPP community policing, with OPP being in the urban rural area, and you know those costs are going up, and it may be a good first step to have a look at, would it be efficient for the urban police to start taking over the rural policing, and what type of economies of scale can we get then? It's something that if we're going to have the public talk about, I think that would be the first topic, and leave the bigger subject of the all-encompassing Northumberland community policing to a much later date.
Thank you. And just out of curiosity, how many of you had an opportunity to hear the presentation from Sabine Matheson, Strategy Corps, to the County Council about just policing costs under the different models? I'd like to at some point consider extending that invitation, just so that this council could hear the study that was done and just all the costing and the stresses that we do have as small forces and the rising costs of, and there was, just to be clear, that presentation was not making any suggestions about any kind of models. It was just setting out status quo and different options. But I do think, again, harping on my point, it's 25% of our budget, and we ought to have some discussion about what that means, especially when we're hearing more and more about concerns about increasing taxes. Yes, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. I'm glad that you raised the issue of having that report come to this council, because until now, any of us that have read it or familiarized ourselves with it have done it of our own volition, but it hasn't actually come forward in an official way to this council body. And I would rather have this conversation in response to something that is before this council, that has been brought to this council by someone within Port Hope, as opposed to responding to a decision that's been made in a neighboring municipality. I'll just want to clarify too, though, the percentage, I agree, you know, the police budget is a big portion of the municipal budget, but it's 24% of the tax levy, not the overall municipal budget. It's only 13% of the overall budget. Just wanted to make that clarification, but I think for most of us, when we're thinking about expenses, it's the tax levy piece that we're paying for as residents that we are most concerned of, obviously.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. And that number that I quoted today, I received from staff. So having said that, whether it's 24 or 25%, I think it's a significant portion of the budget worth having a conversation about. Councillor Mink.
Thank you. So I've just been listening to the conversations, and I appreciate Councillor Adam bringing this forward. But as I'm listening, this is a huge decision. It's a project in and of itself, and I think it would be a pillar of its own in a strategic plan, which we do not have. So I'm just thinking about what we have on the table, what is being worked on, the things that are outstanding that we're getting pressure to deliver on, and our staff's bandwidth. And this is a point that we need to discuss. And we're kind of bringing it up because we've been included in a conversation and in a report. But, you know, I appreciate the conversation, but I think it needs to come forward in a different way of, how are we going to handle this? What is the timeline? What is the cost? Who is going to be assigned to it? So I'm not really sure what we hope to accomplish in this moment, but I think we need to make that decision. Are we going to make it a pillar or not?
Councillor Mink, I think that's a really terrific question. And we are going into a strategic planning process, and we're going to be finalizing some of the priorities that we've discussed, but we're going to be formalizing it. So maybe that would be a good opportunity to be just receiving some of this kind of information as we go through that process. Councillor Adam.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I couldn't agree more that this is a very long process. This isn't something that happens overnight. Even if we went a way of doing this, it's not like you just vote, we're going to amalgamate, and then all of a sudden it happens. Then there's legal, there's going to be, I don't even know how long that will take. That'll probably be years, in all honesty. And I think having this coming over to us for us to consider these future options, I think it's just too early. You're right. Most of the council hasn't even had an opportunity to read what the county report is. We have a lot on the table right now. I think we have maybe too much on the table right now. And I think it's I don't think it's a good time to add another thing that is controversial, maybe a very big public interest. So I have a motion on here on in front of me that the clerk has helped me with. So I'm just going to read it out, and I'm going to put it on the table as mover, and we'll see where we are. So, whereas the Council of the Municipality of Port Hope received correspondence from the Town of Cobourg regarding the Police Service Future Opportunities Collaboration and Merger Option Considerations, and whereas the Council of the Municipality of Port Hope believes that a strong and supported local police force is necessary to provide a more community-specific approach to policing, and whereas the County of Northumberland has reviewed the potential for amalgamation police services through their consideration of report police service review at the September 18th, 2024 meeting and has not taken any further action on the subject. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Municipality of Port Hope receives this correspondence for information and thanks the Town of Cobourg for bringing this matter forward for consideration. And further, that the Council of the Municipality of Port Hope take no further action on the subject of amalgamation and or expansion of policing with the Town of Cobourg and the Township of Hamilton for the remainder of this term of council. And further, that a copy of this resolution be circulated with the Northumberland County, Town of Cobourg, and Township of Hamilton.
Thank you, Councillor Adam. Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Less. Any further discussion on this? I just want to, I really appreciated the points that you made in the resolution. I do think we have to be careful, though, about saying, differentiating between the force that we have in Ward 1. And I think we need to acknowledge that we do have a very unique system here in Port Hope where we have both the OPP and our local police force for both the wards. And so I'm just a little bit about that language, right? Because there's also many discussions and tensions between OPP and local police forces. So I don't want to disrespect our residents in Ward 2 for sure. No, just kind of noting that was my first response. Councillor Mink.
Thank you. My only is very specific wording at the very end when you said remainder of this term. In my opinion, I would just like to keep it open and say at this time, because putting such a definite time on it, I think really closes any opportunity to even discuss. In this case, I think being ambiguous is probably to our benefit. My opinion.
Councillor Todd.
Yeah, I have the same curiosity/concern, because would that prevent us from even having someone come forward and present the report to us?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's one thing about saying, you know, thank you for the correspondence we'll receive for information, but I don't want to be closed on any particular issue for the municipality because lots of different things can happen over 2 years. We don't know what we don't know. And also, just because it is a significant budget item, I don't think we should be closing conversation on something that's such a big part of the tax levy. Councillor Todd.
Yeah, and I don't think we ever want to put council in a position where it can't hear information.
Councillor Adam.
So the wording wasn't that we couldn't receive information, just we can't take any further action. So basically, we can receive all the information we want, but we know that it's going to take some time anyways. And as I say, we do have a lot on the table. We have a changeover of CAO. We have a new director. We have a new director that that was here today, too. So we have a lot on the go. And I think it's just an added stress if we do take action on things. Hearing information, working on budgets, that's normal anyways. And whether or not we're going with an amalgamation or not, I think we're going to be working on budgets year after year, including the police, including the library, including, you know, everything here. I don't think that really changes very much. But I was more specific of not taking any action so that we're not going forth, which is then giving more onto the table for our staff.
Thank you. Councillor Todd.
Could I lean on our clerk regarding just procedurally, if the wording is stated as that, would it prevent us to send direction to have a presentation, or would it, like, I don't want the wording to be left to interpretation. I just want to make sure that we're clear of what it is.
So thank you, Councillor Attridge, for that question. From staff's perspective, if the direction is that no further action be taken with respect to this matter, it would extend to any action that staff would take. That would include, strategic planning.
Thank you for that clarification, Deputy Mayor.
Yeah, I think I'd just like to echo the concerns of my colleagues here, because we haven't received any information. All we've received is a resolution from another council who presumably based their resolution on some tangible information about what amalgamation might mean for them. And having had no official information shared with this council, I think it would be preemptive for us to say that we wouldn't consider something should information come forward that, you know, resonates with the council or with our priorities. That said, I share your position, Adam. I'm not itching to get into this conversation. I don't think it's something that is necessarily top priority for this council, but I'm not. I think we need to stay open to receiving information and to what we may think down the road.
Okay, thank you. I think at this point we've had a pretty good discussion, unless Councillor Darrell, would you like to weigh in at all on this?
I agree with a lot of everybody said. Kind of rumored up on Facebook, you know, a month ago or so. I've had some phone calls. People that I've spoken to are of the opinion that we have a system that works. To them, it's not a budget line that they would look into sacrificing for their police force, is the sentiment I've heard from people. And I think Adam has a lot of the correct things he said. And I don't think maybe this, the added stress of it, our police force necessarily doesn't need this on their minds either, whether they're going to be amalgamating while they're trying to do their jobs. I just think that uncertainty causes a lot of concern in the public too, as well. That's my thought on it.
Thank you for those comments, Councillor Darrell. And again, I think we had to be careful about calling it a police force, because we have two different services in Port Hope. Okay, I think we've had a good discussion around the table. Is there anything else that anybody would like to add? So we've got a mover and seconder for what's on the table. All in favor? Okay, so that is defeated. Thank you. I've also noted that we have, Mr. Horn, we did call upon you a few minutes ago